to fall down more. So Mishum HaPoilus, it wouldn't be. Mashenkin, though Mishum Chashad, was still afraid that there'll be a Zayna there. Trash it here. Of a tape of the Gemara Mishum Azikim. Good, so now what's wrong with the time Mishum Azikim? Why isn't that time alone enough? And the Gemara betrays. So now if you mean, if you have two people going into the Churva, where Mishum Azikim, we're not afraid Mishum Azikim. Mashenkin, Mishum Chashad, you would have it. Or else Mishum Mapolis, it would be. Fred Gemara, no, Ibatrei Chashad Namilek. If you have two people, usually we're not afraid of Yichud with two men. And the Gemara Nafkimina is Betrei Upritzi. If you have two men there, but they're both parrots. If you have two parrots that your people, and then Labdatka two, could be 100. One Isha is not allowed to be Miyachid with men if they're Prutzim. Means if they're Shchirich with Gilu Arroyis, you're not allowed to be Yichud. So if you have two going into a Churv, it's Nafkimina. If it's Mishum Zayna, we are afraid. If Mishum Azikim, we wouldn't be afraid. So mainly each time, Chaps and Nafkimina. Fred Gemara, Rav Leah Ma'apolis. What are we afraid is going to fall down? For typically Mishum Chashad, let's be afraid Mishum Chashad, Umazikim, and Mishum Azikim. What do you have to come on to Tam? They'll cave in. You have the Tam. There's a Zayna there, or else Mishum Azikim. And Fred Gemara, no, betray Uksheri. If you have two men going in there, and they're both kosher, so if two, you're not afraid of mazikim. If they're both kosher, we're not afraid of a zayna there. So the reason why they can't go in still is because of mapreles, that it may cave in. So mainly all three tamim take different halachas. Because of each time, a chap a different halacha, why it's awesome. So that's why it's negayah to have all three tamim. Trashi betray your pritzi, they're min awesome leishna elabiksherim. Now, for the more mafneya mazikim, so what do you have to have a time of mishum mazikim for? For typically mishum chashad mapolis, I have the other two reasons of chashad and cave in. And the Gemara not also chaps nafkimina bechur becharati. If you're going to have a new one that just caved in, so we say we're not afraid to cave in more. There's no mapolis. Or v'trei ksheri. If you have two kashtika people going in there, so if you have two kashtika people, there's no zayna, there's no chashad zayna, there's no chashad mapolis. But what is the Yeruch Shad? Mishum Azikim. Fred the Gemara name. Ibetrei, if there are two people going in, we just said Mazikin Amileka. There shouldn't be any Shash Mazikin when you have two people. So Mehul Tzurik Shver, what do you have to come on to the time of Mazikim for? If you just had the time Mishum Chashad and Mishum Apolis, you always know it's Osir. So what do I have to have the new time of Mazikim for?
The Gemara just said that. I mean, what was the Havamin over here?
That if it's you do it like a haunted house that you do it, people had trouble there the last two nights, people are going there and they got stuck up from the mazikim, so it's chiyach mazikim, so even if you have two people going in there, it won't help you. That's nafkamina. Mazika means where it should do a mazika mazir. So then it wouldn't help even two. But if not for time of mazikim, in a case where it's a new one, and there are two ksheri, it would be mutter otherwise. But since it's a new one, we're not afraid it's going to cave in more. Since there are two ksheri, we're not afraid mishum chashad. No, still, you're not allowed to go in there if it's a place where it's a haunted house that you do a mazika mazir. It's a mutter where shchiach mazikim doesn't help you too.
Any number going there?
No, Malachuru no, Malachuru nobody. Trashi bim koimim chashinin, kamokim shei mitzuyim tade chashin afilo betray. Maybe Rashi can be medayik, maybe only two yechayshe, but maybe more not, but I'm not sure. V'iboy yisayim zot imar li yoylom b'chad, atay it's even one. U v'churva chadati, atay kibid and afkiminim mishum azikin is one, it a new churva. But the kash, so mishum ma'apolis were not afraid, because it's a new churva. The kash read though it's also mishum chashad. What do you have to come on to a mazik for? One person is a chashad, and the Gemara dekoyi v'davra, where the haunted house is in the davra in the forest. So also mishum chashad leka. We're not afraid the zayna will go out to the forest. She alone is afraid to go there. The isha b'davra lo shchicha. An isha is afraid to go in the forest herself. Because where are we chayshim mishum zayna in the city? There, if you have a haunted house in the city, we're afraid an isha would hide out there.
Okay. All right, turn noble. Continue on.
for one person is a chshad, and the Gemara dekoyi v'davra, where the haunted house is in the davra in the forest. To also mishum chashad leka. We're not afraid the zayin will go out to the forest. She alone is afraid to go there. The isha b'davra lo shchicha. Anisha is afraid to go in the forest to tell. Because where are we chayshim mishum zayinu in the city? There, if you have a haunted house in the city, we're afraid Anisha would hide out there. Mashenkin b'davra in the woods like there, we're not afraid mishum zayinu. And if it's a new one, we're not afraid it's going to fall down. But mishum azikim we are afraid because they're not afraid of the davra. So tomorrow mashenkin mishum azikim ika. So the kid said, that's enough, you mean all these tamim. Mishum azikim asa is a new one, where there's no chashad. Mishum chashad asa is where it's a new one, and two people, it's not shchiach mazikim. And chashad asa is where two, and they're prutzim, and it's they're not shchiach mazikim. So mishum azikim, we're not afraid. So the kid said, you need all three reasons. There's enough, you mean it, because of each reason, why it's awesome. Right, the Tana Rabbonim. Arbor, this is the machlokes we brought down before. Here's the machlokes tanoim. Arbor mishmoros have yilayla divi rebbe. Say out rebbe. There are four mishmoros in the layla. And the first to begin out, the pshan rebbe is he dashing the three shorag we had before, and the word kurloi also means that's his four mishmorim. Rebbe nosim noime sholosh. No, there are only three mishmorim at the night time. For the more my time of the Rebbe nosim. So since the posset that says three shorag and it says the word kurloi, it's not mashma. You can learn both. You can learn three. You can learn four. So really, you have to have some other reason why they hold three or four. For the Gemara, what's their reasons? My time with the Rebbe Nosson, that he holds three. The Chsev, it says in Pesach and Shoftim, Vayova Gidon, Umei Yesh HaSharitoi, V'Ktzei HaMachne, Reishu HaShmer HaTichoyne. He came at the beginning of the middle Mishma. So Tono, Ein Tichoyne, middle one, only means El Shesh Lefnei Lachre. There's one before and one after. But since he says he came at the beginning of the middle Mishma, Mashma, there are only three Mishma in the night. For the more of a Rebbe, Rebbe, oh, that's not shver. Mighty Chayna, what is he came at the beginning and the middle? Achas minati Chayna, one of the two middle ones. Shevit Chaynas. Notice there are two middle ones because he holds there are four mishmorim, so you have two middle ones. So he came one of the two. The more Rebbe Nosson, mixtiv Chayna shevit Chaynas. Does it say the middle of the middles? Tichayna ksiv. It says portion the middle. Mashma is only one middle. So that's how that's Rebbe Nosson's time. For the Gemara Lechur, Rebbe Nosson says, good, it was my time with the Rebbe. Where's Rebbe's right to say there are four Mishmorim the night time? So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Zik, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. But he has a theory in Psukim. Kos of Echad Oim, it says in the passing of Tehillim, that David HaMelech said, Chatzoi Yisraela Okam Lohidus Lecha Mishpat Eitz Kecha. That David says, I'm going to get up at Chatzoi Yisraela every single night, and I'm going to say, Shiras, I'm going to say, Halot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're soon going to see in the Gemara to steer exactly what did David do b'shas Chatzoi. But the Valet says he got up to say Hoidus. Poshta means to say Tillim. Hoidus b'chom mishpetzekecha. The cost of Echleim, another Pasuk says, that David HaMelech says, when do I get up? Kodmu einai ashmerus. That my eyes, I got up at the beginning of a Mishmur. That's when I got up. So if he got up at Chatzois, and he got up at the beginning of a Mishmur, that's only good if there are four Mishmur throughout the night. So then Chatzois is like the beginning of the third Mishmur. But if we can learn the only three Mishmur at night, so when he got up at Chatzois, it's in the middle of the middle Mishmer. It's not the beginning of a Mishmer. So how could the Pasuk say, David got up at the beginning of a Mishmer? So that's Rebbe's right that there are four Mishmer at night time. And he got up at the beginning of the third Mishmer, which is Chatzois. For the Mor HaKeitzah, what's the Raya? What's Pshat and Tupsukim? Arba Mishmer HaSav Yalayla. Havada, there are four Mishmer throughout the night time. Rebbe Nosson, Sovolo, Rebbe, that's Rebbe's Raya. That's how he gets four Mishmoros throughout the night. Predimor, Rebbe Nosson, he says there are only three Mishmoros at the night time. How does he get away with the steer in the Psukim? The Chorot's the steer here. So, Dimor, Sovolo, Rebbe Yeshua. He holds like Rebbe Yeshua. The Tanan, Rebbe Yeshua, Aimer, at Sholeh Shoyis. How long can you say Krishma in the daytime? So, the first 3 hours of the daytime. Why? Shekain Derech Molochim Lamed Bisholeh Shoyis. As we'll soon see later, Uvukumecha, when the Pasuk says getting up in the morning, it zichim means the zman when people get up. It doesn't mean close the mind you're up throughout the whole day. It means close the mind you're getting up. So how come we can say Krishma throughout the first 3 hours of the morning? Because Malachim, lazy people like Malachim, they have nothing to do the whole day, they first get up the third hour. So, Ishkein Derech Malachim Lava B'Sholah Shoyz. So now it's like this. There's Shishtalayla, there are 6 hours of the night, the Tartid Yamama, and two of the daytime, is Hevilu Shtei Mishmoros. As Dovid HaMelech got up at Chatzos Laila. Now Dovid is saying to the Eibishter, he got up earlier than all the other Malachim. Now how many Mishmaris earlier did he get up from the other Malachim? If he got up at Chatzos Laila, so from Chatzos until Laila is a Shachar is the mile 6 hours. The Malachim, when did they start first getting up? At the beginning of the 3rd hour. So there's another 2 hours. So Dovid got up 8 hours before the other Malachim got up. So that's called 2 Mishmaris. Hey, since we hold there are 3 Mishmaris at the night time, so how long is each Mishmar? 4 hours. So Dovid is just saying, I got up, you should know, 8 hours before other Malachim got up. So when he says, I got up at the beginning of the Mishmar, it doesn't really, really mean a Mishmar. It just means I'm getting up 8 hours, which is like 2 Mishmaris before the other Malachim. So the Gemara. Ashis Belaila, the 6th of the night, he got up by Chatzos for 6 more hours of the night. Retired to the Imam in the first 2 hours of daytime. Heavy lose stay Mishmaris. So that's what David says. I'm getting up 2 Mishmaris earlier than other Malachim do. That's one terrace. Rav Ashi Yom is not Shreb Echlal. Even if you learn, no, it's only from Chatzos until the morning. Of a Mishmaro, Palgo, Nami Mishmaris Kalulu. David just saying, I'm getting up 6 hours earlier than other Malachim. I 6 hours only a Mishmar and a half. That's also called 2 Mishmaris. It's possible David to say to the Eibishter Shvach, I'm getting up like 2 Mishmaris before the other Malachim get up. So Drashi, we have nothing. Oh Malach, Hai Kodmu Eni Ashmaris. That the David said, I got up at the beginning of a Mishmar. The Koma David Kodmu means Lashar Malachim. Koma, I'm getting up earlier than other Malachim do. Shedarkim Lamed Bisholishoyis Biyoin means Betchilas Shorshlishes. Hey, so it takes Malachim a whole hour to get up. But at least they start to get up at the beginning of the 2nd hour. So, but they're not off the garment till the end of the 3rd hour. That's why we could say Krishma the whole first 3 hours. Because that's the derech of people getting up. Who gets up so late? Malachim get up so late. But they start to get up at the beginning of the 3rd hour. So Dovid is saying, Shvach, I'm getting up earlier than Shah Malachim. How much earlier? 8 hours earlier. So Shish Delilah, 6 hours of the night, from Chatzos till the morning is 6 hours. Rashi Chatzos Laila, have Shesh Shoyis, Vetarti di Mama. Sheshar Malachim, Yishonim Evelu, Tarti Mishmaris, Shal Shmoyne Shoyis. All the Malachim still sleep, they're gesumt another 8 hours, which is 2 Mishmaris. Samela, they both have their Pshotim in the Psukim, there's no Achro. That's the Machlekis, how many Mishmaris there are at night. Are there 4 Mishmaris or are there 3 Mishmaris? Each one has his own Zach. The Magen Avraham brings a right in this Gemara, it's Yiduudik Ashayla, when does Zman Kirishma start in the morning? We say you have 3 hours. The Magen Avraham is the earliest Zman that starts from Eilus HaShachar. You have 3 hours after Eilus HaShachar. And the Gerosh Sheet, there is the 2nd Shear in the morning, says no. You start Zman Kirishma from Neitzachama, from sunrise. You have 3 hours on from sunrise. So the Magen Avraham brings a right himself in this Gemara here. Because it says David got up 8 hours earlier than other Malachim. Now when it says there are 6 hours of night, it zikr means there are 6 hours from Chatzos until Olas HaShachar. And it says then the Malachim slept another 2 hours. So you see, Klo, you make the cheshbon from Olas HaShachar, that's when the 2 hours or 3 hours in the morning start. So Magen Avraham brings a raya, a shtak raya from terms of Shita from this Gemara. You see, Klo, that when do we start counting, when the Malachim start to get up, we have 3 hours from Eilus HaShachar, because David says I got up 8 hours earlier than them. 6 hours of the night, when does the night end? Eilus HaShachar, and then 2 more hours of the day when the Malachim start to get up. So we could say Krishna 3 hours, because the 3rd hour the Malachim are still getting up. But you see, you start counting the hours from Eilus HaShachar, not like the Gro that says you count from Nates.
How would they roll in this Gro?
So the Chazanish once said the Gro will learn it's not so shvam. The Gemara just means there's at least 8 hours. Could be more also. But I call upon there's at least 2 Mishmaris. Hey, this is the layer. To say there are less than 2 Mishmaris, that you can't say. But to say there are more, that you could say. Alright. The Maisa, the Velt, the Ikra Alok is like the Gro that you could hold from the 2nd Zman. The Machmirim hold like the Magen Avraham, the 1st Zman. And that's what the Machlekes is.
He holds like Rebbe. You hold like Rebbe, you don't need this whole Drasher.
Alright, but yeah, good, yeah, but it's not Nagei though, but it's still Emes though. It's still, I mean, the Shreya said the Gemara is only since Kol Maniyah Nafira Maniyah, but it's still Emes, it's Pshat.
Why is that
the
plan? He learned that it came on Chatzos.
Yeah, good, yeah, right. I mean, you don't have the Shreya, you're saying, but Shreya to say like it's not Emes what it said though. Like it's a Zaitik Gazak, you're right. It could be, in some way, maybe something could be something like that also, can say. Right. So the more, Short part of the list. The Yomar Rebbe Zriko, Amar Rebbe Yami, Amar Rebbe Yeshuv and Levi, Ein Oimer Mifnei Hameis, El Dvar Shameis. In front of a meis, I'll be Zoyin Hameis, or else I'll Loyeg Leroy, she can't talk in front of him, only Dvar Shameis. It's a big shell exactly what does Dvar Shameis mean. First, it means the Aloch is of the meis itself. Or else some of Farshim say it means a hespit. When you want to talk about the mace himself, say hespit, say shvachim about him, you're also allowed to say it. Even though the maspidim all say, when they get up to say hespit, they say, and in the way that dvar shemais means, you're allowed to say over his Torah itself. If the Elohim Shat means dvar shemais, you're allowed to say in front of him the Torah of the things that he himself said. But the Farshim don't learn like that though. Dvar shemais Farshim means either the Allah is a smageh to a mace, or else to say a hespit about the mace. That's mutter. Oma, but anything else you're not allowed to say. Omer Rabba Abba Bakanalei Morinol of Divrei Torah. Only the Isra of Divrei Torah. Havmil Diyalma Leslam Bo. Stam to talk in front of a Meshim, you're allowed to. But Divrei Torah, that's called Loig L'Rush. So Trashi Woy. Elo L'Dvar HaLokha to Trashi. Also L'Sapa L'Fon. If you have a Mesh, you're not allowed to talk in Divrei Torah in front of him. Why? Shakol Chayovim L'Sapa Ben. When you're talking Torah, there's a mitzvah to talk in learning. So everybody there should start talking and learning. V'yameis doimim, but the meis can't talk. V'ever le loig l'rosh, like making fun of him. Or charef haseyu, and that's an issur. Avimiri b'yam, mashenkin stam shmuzing, shen genayim l'macharish. There's nothing wrong if you keep quiet. Who says you have to shmuz? Hey, spoon for careful, we do. Somebody shmuz in there, everybody joins in, how that goes into shmuz. Somebody starts learning, you go away. When you're talking learning, you're supposed to talk learning with everybody. But Shankin, if somebody's schmoozing, next time you have to schmooze with him, you can be quiet. So, man, if a mace can't talk, there's no leg or rush. Josh of Mildi Alma Shankin, I'm a machrish bim. It's not a gnai to keep quiet. It's less lumbo. That's what the first sheet holds. Vika the Yamar, some say, no, Omer Ababa Bakana, where morning Allah, filo bedivre terv, a choshe Mildi Alma. The Ravadi, you're not allowed to talk in front of the mace because it's not covered hamace. And Divrei Torah is as loig, where she making fun of him. So Rosh Hashanah, like there are two Isurim. In front of a mace is Indian to give cover to the mace. So stop to talk about other things. It looks as if you're Messiah Dash, you're not thinking about the mace, to have Shmir on him. So that's not called cover the mace. So nice to with the usual knowledge is that Terech Dal Damos, you shouldn't talk anything. Only things that's negated to the mace, Dvorah Shemace, which means Hilchas Kvura, Hilchas the Tyra, what you have to do for the mace. Or else to say a hespit, it's also called covered a mace.
Why
is
this broadcast?
What?
Why is this more of a...
Because it's the same on the Amr Reb Zrika. He's saying these memories here. I think, is it true? Yeah, Amr Reb Zrika Ramam. It's the same. Amr, when you have one man, the Amr, bring down a lot of memories, he said. Right. Fretim or Nakasha. V'dovid, v'pal v'dalayla hevi koi, v'dovid hevi get up. Et chatzais layla, meyurta hevi koi, is that true? No. V'dovid pal v'dalayla... I got up at Nesha first me at the beginning of the night and started daven to Hashem. So Mashmi got up at the beginning of the night. So how can we say before he first got up at Chatzois? Fredik Moreshtins, Mimayadai Neshev Urtu, who tells you Neshev means the beginning of the night? Yechsev, yeah, it says in Posig, Ba Neshev Be'eriv, Yoim, Bishalayla Ba'feila. It says, Ba Neshev Be'eriv, Neshev means Be'eriv, the beginning of the night. So Chutz Estira, it says that he got up at the beginning of the night, and
we're saying he got up on Chatzais. So we're answering, Amar Rabba Ishi, Amar Rabba Acha. Hochikoma, this is what David meant to say. That me'olam le'over alay chatzos laila b'shino. That chatzos never passed by when I was sleeping. I never slept through chatzos. But it could be that he got up at the beginning of the night, because he went to sleep a little bit then. But by chatzos he was never sleeping. Rav Zera says like this: Ad chatzos laila hoyim esnamnim kesus. Up until chatzos laila used to doze off a little bit, while drop of sleeping like the way a horse sleeps. Mikan v'elach after chatzos, from then onwards is
misgabe kari. He got up strong like an ari. So in the Santa Rashi, Rashi says before Rashi, ma'ilam le'aver like chatzos al b'shina shekoydim l'chein ha'isyoyim. I was always up earlier. Misnamnim kusuk Rashi oisik b'teira k'shum misnamnim. He when David was dozing off, he was talking oisik b'teira then. Kusuk hazel like a horse. Shaina near them long. We never sleeps a horse. Elam is nam name veneer tom, and he's always up, he's just dozing off as a horse. So David also, before they were just dozing off in the Sant Rashi, he was Isaac Matera then. But Shenken, it came Chatzoyes, then he got up his rizus. Now we'll soon see what he do by Chatzoyes, right? Ravashi Yomar at Chatzoyes, Lailo Yosik Matera. On Bedivri Torah, up until Chatzoyes, he was Isaac Bedivri Torah. Mikan Vielach after Chatzoyes, Beshiris Vishis Bochis. So that's not the Gemara before, that Chatzoyes Lailo Okam Lohidus Nechor. At Chatzoyes Lailo, David got up to say Shiris Vishis Bochis. That's what he did by Chatzoyes. It's not until Chatzoyes he was learning, and then he said Tilim. We'll soon see a theory tomorrow later. For tomorrow, now, the Neshev Urto, is it true that Neshev means the beginning of the night? Neshev Tzafru, Neshev means morning. They'll say, Vayakim, Dove, Dove, Adam, Chom, hit them. May a Neshev Adar, Pasha means from morning until night. The Machrosa. For tomorrow, no. For tomorrow, my love meets Tzafru Red Lion, that means David fought from morning till night. So you see, Claw, that Neshev means morning. So Marloi, Meyurta Vyadurta, it means he fought from one night to the next night. And the Marihochi, but there, Lichto Meneshra Vyadneshra, you say the same Lashon twice. Oi Me Erev, Adho Erev. Yeah, about it says Meneshra, then it says Erev, Mashma called are two different things. So Neshra means morning, and Erev means night. So the whole Kash doesn't start off then. But Neshra Taka means morning. So the Marihelo Amarova name, Trey Nashra Heve, Neshra can mean two Zmanim. Neshra means like going away. Noshef Laila B'yosi Imama, in the beginning in the morning, Ba'ulas HaShachar, it's called the night went away and starting daytime. And Nuhadin by Tesek Chavim, it's called Noshef Imama, day goes away, B'yosi Laila. Smells no stereo. Well, it says David got up, Avadi means he got up at the beginning of the night. And here it says he fought from morning till night. Neshef just means like a Shinu of Zman, when something went away and something new comes. For the Gemara, it's with Kum the Fair was saying now David always was up by Chatzoyes. For the Gemara, with David, we have a Yodi Palavaila Amos. Amos, did David take a know when Chatzoyes was to say he was always up then? Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have the Yoda, he said, Ki Chatzoyes Halayla, Moshe had to say, Ki Chatzoyes, he didn't know, is Ani Yotzim Terech Mitzrayim. So, Bezoi, that's what Moshe said. For the Gemara, my Ki Chatzoyes, what did Moshe mean to say, Ki Chatzoyes? That the Eivishter Mamish told Moshe that Yemakas Pechoros would be by Kichatzoyes. For the Gemara Miika Sveika Kamishmaya, does the Eivishter have a suffix? Is that Mastavra? The Eivishter told Moshe, I'm going to make Makas Pechoros around Chatzoyes. That's not Mastavra. Elo, the Yomalei Lamacha Bechatzoyes Kihashta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Shno, just like now it's Chatzoyes, tomorrow night on Chatzoyes of Leil Pesach, I'm going to make Makas Pechoros. The Yosiyu and Moshe Rabbeinu came and told Paro the Yomer Kichatzoyes. He told him around Chatzoyes there's going to be a Makas Bechoris. Why did Moshe say that? I'm a Mesafkelei that Moshe didn't know exactly when Chatzoyes would be. So the Kasher is if Moshe didn't know it, the David had the Yoda and David didn't know it. It's not Mestavra. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was bigger than David. Or at least I call upon him, they say Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Shema that was killed against Klal Yisrael. Like Moshe was the manik of Klal Yisrael. It could be Alsa Yochid, it's different than the David is Alsa Yochid, you know he's the Melech, but Moshe was a bigger manik. Moshe was the Matan Torah with Tuch Moshe. So that if Moshe didn't know it, it's not Mestavra that David didn't know it. And the Gemara, no, it's not Kasha. You know why David knew it? While David simne heavy lay. David had a simin. He had his harp. The Yom Rabba Acha, Rabba Bizna, Rabba Rabba Shimon Chasidah. Kinor, a harp, hoyotolu lamala mimitosa shal David. He had a harp on top of his bed. The Kivon Shigia Chatzoyes Laila, as soon as it came Chatzoyes, Bo Ruach Tzofonis, the Tzof when the north wind came, from the Shevis Boy, it blew him a Naga in Mielo. His Mielo Miyad Hoyoymer, as Chatzoyes David got up, the Yosik Batero, and his Yosik Batero, Ah, Shalom and Ashachar. So who is this Tira? Here it says, Claw, what did David do by Chatzoyes? He got up, was Yosik Batero. And before we said, David got up by Chatzoyes, or Gibbe Kari, and he said, Shir Swish Bachel, Sakarish Bachel. So who is this theory? What did David do by Chatzoyes Ve'eluch? So one territory is a different Mount Yomim here. Another pshat I once saw somebody want to tell you that the famous medrash that David was mispalo to the Eibishter, whoever's Yogeya in Tilim, it should be makubal to the Eibishter as if he said, as if he was Isaac in Aholus and the Goyim in Aholus. So once in Medai, David said a lot in medrash says he was Yogeya. He says the two dinim say in Tilim. If you say Tilim with Yidiyah, with working on the Tilim, then it's Nechshev as if you learned the Holos. But if you stand say Tilim, it wouldn't be. So there was no theory. David Taka was asking the same Shiris Shabbos. But David Shiras Meshes Bach was Mamish Kaitzev Atera. Because when David said Tillim, he was Yagay in the Tillim. So for David's Tillim, it's called he was Isaac Batera. So you can Yashir both Gemaras. All right, it's a Pshetel. But, yeah. Oh, we're saying that. Okay, yeah. We're saying his Yagay in Tillim had a lach like he was Isaac in Ahelis in the Goyim. So now it was called like he was Isaac in Torah. Good. Interesting. Whether Dole Isaac Achi Yelam and Ashachar, whole night he was Isaac Batera. Kibun Shalom Rashach, as soon as came the morning star, Nichnasu Chachmi Yisrael, Etzloi. He was the Melech, he had to take care of Chai Yisrael, Sechachomim, the advisors came to him. Omru Le'adunenu HaMelech, Amchu Yisrael, Tzuchim Panosso. Chai Yisrael had no Panosso, like Chai, bad times, we have nothing to eat, no Panosso. Omru Le'am to David said, L'chu V'es Panosso Zu, is there Mizu? Let's say, some Yidim, some have money, some don't. So tell the people that have money to give the people that don't have money. Omru Le'ai, we don't have that enough. And a kaimis must be a sari. Hey, so kaimis means a handful is not going to fill up an ari, a hungry lion. That means how much these people have is not enough to refine his klai Yisrael. Vaitiv yein habor, a bor is not mismala mechuyosav. Mechuyosav means around the rim, around the bor, from the dirt you have around the bor, is not enough to fill up the bor. So it means klai Yisrael doesn't have enough panos to refine himself. Or bezoi zog tovid, or molehem, or bezoi luchu, poshtu yudeichem bigdud. Go get the army ready. But you have a hector for this to go and have mecham upon the Umas Olam and take away their money. It's not just said that the hector like that. That's called mechemes reshus. A melech Yisrael has the right. A mikra din mechemes reshus have the right to kill out all the goyim. So there's a tzarech, they're allowed to go and chap by the goyim out the melech. He's allowed, we're not allowed to go steal from a goy. We have no money, so who is Gemara to go to a goy and steal his money? We have no hector. But soon the hector for melech Yisrael is allowed to make a melech a mechemes reshus. That's called a mechemes reshus. So he said, go to the army. Miyad, what the chum do? Yaitse mechatefel. First, yes, they yes, neitse mechatefel. When if lochlim is Sanhedrin, they yes, the Sanhedrin. Then, b'shulam b'yurim b'tumim, they yes, b'yurim b'tumim. So, Drashi. Ein habor, so Drashi, ein habor, Drashi, mismal mechuyosov. Hoike chulia mi bor, you take out the rim, the dirt from the bor, koru, that's already dug already, b'choyzo, mashdicho, toichoy, ein mismal mechach. Now, you just, from a little bit, doesn't fill it up. Afkan. It may not to make him laniim shabonu mizayin to makam acher. Ain't on yechem lefanas la mishal atzmenu. We don't have enough. Even the ashirim don't have enough money to give the aniim. So instead of zolat av mocham is yoytzam achlevus Rashi el zeh wa derech yechu beich yetzivu matziv ul mashkus v'tachfisu marv mocham. As he was a chacham achitayfum, so ask him eitzis how to go have mocham. When the rochlim is in hednus Rashi noit lamir mishus, they took mishus from Sanhedrin for they shispalo aleim. Chasan. The whole Rishus was to ask them to be Mishpala for us. And need a Sanhedrin to daven for us. V'sheilim v'u metumim. Im yatlichu. It's a shayla, the Rashbe, how come they didn't go right away to the room metumim? How come they went to Sanhedrin first to be Mishpala? So Mashpala, first we have to do whatever we could do. Then we go to ask the Yebishter. His Urim Betum is like asking the Yebishter. So first you have to go to Sanhedrin or ask our own Eitzis how to have the Mechama and we should daven for ourselves. Then you go to the room metumim.
But he has to run between
me
and sleep.
Yeah, right, right. After they got the shus, and after we have all our things ready, then we ask them, we must be chanat. Right. If he would say no, we'd forget everything. We wouldn't go. Right. But the kasher is the rash bears. Why don't you go straight to the Umbatumim?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but why is the child to the Umbatumim yet sleep? Why don't they ask if they should go or not by the Umbatumim also?
It's not the same thing. It's the same thing, no?
Same thing.
See, if we're winning that, no? Unless we want to know the Maskana. Maybe if it's this time to go or not, somebody will tell you, yeah, go, and the only shit, you should get something to happen to you. They want to, yes, we must clear. Alright, I'm not sure here. Alright, I'm not sure. Right, the Achre Shemotum, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Micro Wizard, Postic for this. The Achre Achitoifo, Benayo Ben Yoyoda, Yavias, Vasar Tzvo, the Melech Yoy. Achitoifo, Ze Yoy. Achitoifo means the Yeskenetza. Okay, Akahai Amrim, like it says in the Postic, Vatas Achitoifo, Ashe Yoy, Beyom Name. As he was the big Yoyetz, Achitofel. So first he asked, Eitz is exactly how to win the war. Because Shayish Shalish B'Dralakim. Vaitiv B'Nayol Ben Yoyodul Zer Sanhedrin. That's the Sanhedrin. Be'av Yosser Eilu Urim B'Tumim. B'Chein Yoyim B'Nayol Ben Yoyodul Akres.